Today I want to reflect on the topic of belonging. The topic of belonging. It's such an important topic right nowadays about who belongs, who doesn't. Today's passage was written by the Apostle Paul. When Paul met Christ, he became a new person. This is what he said. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. Look, new things have come into being. Yes, when we meet Christ, you become a new person. You are a new creation, not just an incremental little change. You are a new creation. But Paul was not only talking about himself as a person. He was thinking beyond himself too. He was thinking about our existence as people, about how we live with one another. How we live together is new. And today's passage that we read, it's a concrete metaphor of the new kind of community that is created in Christ. He describes it as a new humanity even. For he, Christ, is our peace. In his flesh, he has made both into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two. A new community, a new humanity. That is what we become in Christ. In this new community, everyone belongs. You are valued for who you are. You are treated with respect and honor. You're valued for the unique contributions that you bring. Differences are valued, appreciated, and embraced. The community belongs to everyone. And everyone belongs to it. That is what Paul saw after he met Christ. But it wasn't always this way for him. You know, before he met Christ, belonging meant something very different to him. Belonging was an exclusive possession, something that belonged to you, but not to others. And belonging was conditional on meeting the right requirements. See, before he met Christ, Paul belonged to the chosen people of the Jews. And this is how he described his belonging as a Jew. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. He belonged to this exclusive community of God's chosen people because he met the right requirements. You know, in the old way, there is a high barrier of entry to belonging. It's an exclusive club. It is a closed belonging. You know, if you belong, then you're in. If you don't, then you're out. If you're on the inside, then yeah, you get the benefits and perks of belonging. If you don't, then you don't get them. I mean, everyone tries so hard to belong. Because we need to belong somewhere to survive. Human beings need to belong. We cannot be by ourselves. You need to belong to a company or organization to make a living. You need to belong to a group of friends to meet your social needs. You need to belong to a family to receive love and support. So we need to belong. But you know, even when you belong, it's not always so easy, is it? You don't necessarily get it easy. Because you have to continue meeting the requirements of belonging. If you start slipping on these basic requirements, then your standing in that group or community becomes tenuous. I see this all the time in our kids' sports teams. Oh, if you're a good performer, if you're scoring lots of goals, oh, then you're a great guy. Oh, this guy, oh, he's so funny, man. He's a great character in the locker room. Yeah, but you stop scoring those goals and you won't be so funny anymore. Your jokes will just become annoying, right? It's all about whether you meet the requirements of belonging in that group. In this kind of community, you belong to survive, not thrive. There's pressure and there's fear of losing your standing. The other thing I realize is in this kind of community, what is valued is not really you, but what you can bring to the table. What's valued is what you can offer to make that group or organization or community better. It's not really your well-being that matters. It's not about the unique or diverse gifts that you can offer. It's whether you have the right gifts to offer that the group needs. If you have the right gifts, then you belong. If you don't, then you don't. And in this kind of community, there is a clear pecking order. Honor and respect are given in that order. There is a hierarchy of value. And another thing is, often in this kind of community, belonging to that is defined by who you're against. Many times, actually, you don't even really know what the group you belong to stands for or represents. But you definitely know who you are against. And you prove your belonging by how strongly you are against those who don't belong. In fact, the stronger that you are against those who don't belong, the more you belong. You know what I'm saying? And for Paul, he belonged to the people of the Jews. But as we read, he became fiercely opposed to this deviant group of Jews called Jesus followers. And he started to persecute them and oppose them. And so his belonging actually increased. His standing increased in his community the more he attacked and opposed the followers of Jesus. All of this changed after he met Christ. After meeting Christ, his understanding of belonging changed. In Christ, belonging changed from a closed belonging to an open belonging. Okay? So whereas in the old world, belonging is closed and exclusive, in Christ, belonging is now open and inclusive. Everyone belongs. Everyone is a sinner. Everyone has been forgiven. And everyone is invited into the kingdom of God. It's no longer about having the right gifts. It is about discovering and offering your unique gifts. It is your unique gifts and personality that will bless the group, not about having the right gifts. Honor and respect are not given according to a pecking order. Rather, everyone, and especially those who seem weaker, are given honor and respect. No one is dispensable and easily discarded. St. Paul saw this very clearly. He says, "The eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of you,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.' On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, And those members of the body we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. The end result of this kind of community is unity and harmony. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. This is a very different kind of community than one we see in the world. You know, in the old world, because everyone's trying to belong, this exclusive belonging, it creates competition, rivalry, division. It stirs up jealousy, hatred, and animosity. I mean, I understand in the real world, not everyone can get into certain things. Not everyone could get a job at the company. I'm so competitive these days. This one person I was talking to, they had 4 slots open, 400 applications. I mean, it is a crazy world. And so that's one part of the world we live in. But in the new humanity that's created in Christ, no one is left behind. Everyone is cared for. What Paul is describing in today's passage is the church. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. The church is the body of Christ. The church is the new community, the new humanity. You know, in this new humanity, we are one body comprised of many members. Many members, and yet one body. We're unified as a community, but only in our diversity, not through uniformity. We are so diverse and different, yet unified as one. This is a place where everyone belongs and is welcome. There is enough room at the banqueting table for all. All that God provides. We ourselves may have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, but God makes it so that everyone is fed abundantly. I noticed that with our church too. Sometimes we're all like, oh, we only have this much food, but somehow everyone is fed adequately. That is the nature of the new community in Christ. You know, the people that Paul was writing to, the people in Corinth, they found this new life in Christ when Paul came and proclaimed the gospel. The church began with great joy and enthusiasm, and I think they experienced that oneness. But they were still living in the old world. And Corinth was a very rich city, you know, lots of commerce going on, lots of business. And so the values and the ways of the old world kept creeping into the community. These things of exclusivity and competition and whatnot. So Paul was teaching them how to live as a new community in Christ, reminding them what it meant to be a new creation. This is the church today, my friends. We live, you live in the world, but we live together as a new community. A new humanity that is not of the world. Yes, 5-6 days of the week, you do live out there in the world, driven by the values of the world. But my friends, you belong to a new humanity, a new community. You, the people of St. Timothy, you are the new humanity. Do you believe that? Amen. That is your calling. That is our mission. The church exists for mission, isn't it? Yes, we exist to first worship God, and then we exist to be sent out into the world. Our mission is to be the new humanity in this world, to live in a new way that is different from the old way. To model a new way of treating one another. A new way of living with one another. To show that it is possible to coexist in a different way. You belong to this new humanity. You are the new creation in Christ. My friends, all of you have something so valuable to contribute. Not necessarily only by what you do, but by who you are. Honestly, one of the greatest joys for me as a pastor has been getting to know each of you a little more and more week by week, month by month. Because the more I get to know each of you, the more I just realize how unique, how strange, how quirky, but how amazingly unique. There's literally nobody in the world like you. Isn't that amazing? Out of the billions of people who exist now and who have always who existed in the past, there's literally nobody like you. And you and you and you. You're so unique. And I say that sometimes in a kind of insulting way. You're so unique, right? But in a good way, you are so unique. You don't need to be something other than who you are. I understand in the world, sometimes you do need to be something other than who you are, right? That's why we're always feeling the imposter syndrome. I felt that all the time too. Oh, I'm not really like this, but I got to put on the show. And we become good at putting on that show. But in the new community, the new humanity, you do not need to do that. You are the contribution. And there's no one who has nothing valuable to contribute. This is what Paul says. If the foot would say, oh, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. My friends, let me break it down. Just because you're not good at being up here with a mic like me and speaking, it does not make you any less a part of the body, right? Just because you're not good at like leading people does not make you any less of a part of the body. You are the contribution. You are the blessing. If you're a foot, an ear, or an eye, or a hand, it doesn't matter. Every one of you is needed. Each one of you is part of the body. But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. My friends, to be part of this new humanity, offer yourself to it. Offer yourself to this community. Offer yourself to any community that is striving to live in a different way. Don't hide yourself. You will bless this community, and you will be blessed as you start to discover gifts that you didn't know about. That is really how I started to discover my own gifts as a youth. I didn't never felt like I belonged out there, but somehow I had the church. In the church, oh, I realized, okay, I don't mind standing up in front of people. Oh, there's no one to lead praise. Okay, I guess I'll pick up a guitar and learn I guess I can play this too. I like my voice, but all right, I can sing. You know what I mean? Like, you discover gifts as you offer yourself. And I think that's the part of ministry that always makes my heart tingle. Especially when I see our youths, they offer themselves and they come up and like sing or act or dance or something. You know, there are so many demands in this day and age that make commitment such a challenge. The world pulls us in so many different directions. So many places you need to give your attention to, isn't there? It is so difficult to exist as a new community. And so the church is going against the ethos of this world that pulls us in many directions. But the world needs the new community that is formed in Christ. To be the new humanity of this world, we have to continuously be shaped into it. We must be shaped by Christ into the new community, into the body. And that, my friends, requires consistency. Consistency in worship, consistency in being rooted in the Word and the teachings of the Word, consistency in practicing life together as a new community. That's our part. In our consistency, Christ, the power of His Spirit, will shape us and form us into that new humanity. God will do that. But your task, my friends, we have to fight against the trend and be consistent. I think right now, in this time, that's the hardest thing to do, to be consistent. There's always a reason not to. Always a reason to pull out. Always a reason to be dragged in another direction. My friends, we have to be shaped together in a consistent way. One body, many members. You belong to this body. We are called to be a light for this new way to live. This year, more than ever, and going forward, we must be a new humanity that welcomes others. A new humanity that shows that there is a different way to live, a different way to be a community. May God be with you. Amen.